you behave tonight? Tonight is behavior night. We must behave, acoustic old record show, and welcome to the second installment of the Aegolite Acoustic Game on WBCQ The Planet, 7410. Yes, this is so scratchy, and we've got all kinds of interesting stuff today, all in the acoustic mode, that's right. These records were recorded with the LCAs and amplifiers and tubes and microphones and that sort of thing. Yes, yes, for like some Ted Lewis and his orchestra, yes. Abe Lyman California Orchestra, and many, many others, such as this one here, a great Brunswick record on the Aegolite. Thank you.
brushed my hat. I even washed my dog and cat. Tonight's my night with baby. The onion that I like so much, the weeks I haven't dared to cut. Tonight's my night with baby. I cut sweetie baby, and here's the reason why. Every time we cuddle, it works just like a lullaby. I hit the parson in the hall. He'll be there if I do call. Tonight's my night with baby.
Recording in New York City on May 6th of 1926 for the Harmony label, that's the Broadway Bella, under the leadership of Sam Lennon. Irving Kaufman is crooning Tonight's My Night
with Baby.
Yes, indeed. Before that, Victor Arvin, Bill Herman, and the Carl Fenton Orchestra and Brunswick, Follow the Swallow, Rose Dixon and Henderson, Billy Rose, Morse Dixon, and, of course, Ray Henderson wrote that. July 31st of 1924 at the Brunswick Studios. Of course, Carl Fenton wasn't really Carl Fenton. Carl Fenton was actually Walter Gus Henson. And later on, there was another person using the Carl Fenton name to actually change his name to Carl Fenton. So there really was a Carl Fenton. But eventually, those are the only kinds of things you'd know here on Behaviorite, especially an acoustic gold edition of Behaviorite. Yes. Why don't we get on with more of this great stuff? Here's an early Columbia Graphonola record. Yeah. It's by an exclusive artist on Behaviorite.
Children, be hard.
have your little home to go to?
Where can I go, tell me?
As we walk
down the old dirt path.
Recording at Victor in the spring of 1923, March 1923, That Redhead Gal, Those Are the Comedians, featuring the trombone of one new Spiegel Wilcox. Yes. John L. met Spiegel Wilcox many years ago. He was quite a handsome and dashing man in his later years, and played the trombone just like he did on that record. In fact, he loved to talk about that a lot of times, yes. That is a composition by the team of Van and Shank.
Yes, they were a Borgian team. I guess they came up with it. They
must have been a redhead somewhere. Yes, they must have. Before that, down the old church aisle. Ted Lewis and his band. Incidental talking by Ted Lewis from the Grand Stills Follies of 1922. Ted Lewis on the old Columbia Quartet, the one they had immediately before they made records the way that they do on the Harmony records. For some reason, Columbia's records sound like two-inch black wax cylinders. Yes, they do. it's good to be here with you on WBCQ this evening. And hey, guys, hope you're all having a good Turkey Day. Well, it's past, but it's the day after Turkey Day. Why don't we have another one on Behaviorite? This is an interesting one, yeah.
Thank you. call you my pretty lips. You're sweeter than honey to me. Every kiss is all about single bliss. It seems to thrill me and makes me happy. And so I'm gonna be a busy as a bee, just running around you constantly.
That pretty lip. We played the Paul Whiteman version of that once before. That's the nightclub orchestra recording on the Harmony label. The nightclub orchestra? That's really Harry Reza's orchestra. Tom Stacks does the vocal. He's the getaway singer. That's January 6th of 1927 in New York City at the Harmony Studios. Who knows, I think a few weeks later they went over to the Bonza Studios and electrically recorded When You Dunk a Donut, Don't It Make It Good. Yes. Tom Stacks. And Harry Reza's orchestra, yes. Before that, a song that capitalizes on the title, a title only, of a musical that was very popular right around the time it was recorded. No, No, Nora. I knew a Nora once, too, you know. Abe Lyman's California Orchestra. It sounds like it might be Charlie Cayley on the vocal, but I don't know for sure. That's August of 1923 on Brunswick Records. Yes. No, No, Nora. You know, I wonder what it'd be like if he would trade it, Nora, away for another goddess other than Venus, perhaps. I don't know, but anyway. It's behazemite acoustic gold. Now we should get on to some hot music, some hot acoustic records, yes. This particular one here, well, it's a Radiex record. That means it's a Grey Gull record. And it's in good condition for a Grey Gull. It means, well, it's not in great condition. No.
Thank you.
Composition, Roy Bargy doing the hot piano there. Sounds a little bit like the Coon Sanders Nighthawk, doesn't it?
Well, it's Isham Jones and his orchestra on a Brunswick record.
Yes.
Brunswick record is called Get Lucky.
Yes. September 15th of 1924. Is there a theme going on here? Redhead, Nora, Get Lucky.
Yes.
Before that, a Joe Trent composition, I'm Wild.
Yes.
I'm sure there are a few records out there by the likes of Fletcher Henderson and such of I'm Wild. That's Nathan Glenn. Under a pseudonym, I don't remember what the pseudonym is. That's a Radiex record. Radiex and Dragon and all those records. Many of them were Nathan Glantz and his orchestra. Nathan did a fabulous job sounding like the hot orchestra of the 20s. The quintessential hot orchestra of the 20s, yes. I'm Wild, recorded sometime in August of 1925. Everyone else was electric by then. Grego, well, they hadn't quite figured out how to make a cheap electrical record. So they kept making bad acoustic ones. Grego, a cheap record label, yes. As you may know, late in 1923, the Columbia Graphophone Company went into receivership and became the Columbia Phonograph Company, reviving an older name they had previously known. And at that time, they changed the style of the recording label. They also changed their apparatus. They were on the way to developing the system that eventually became the one that was used for harmony records. This right here is an early Columbia Phonograph record from 1924. It's a familiar band. Yes, indeed, it's a famous record. It's Jed Lewis and his band.
Yes.
June Nights.
Thank you.
Billy Murray with the Manhattan Merry Makers, which is really a Hugo Fry group on Victor, from 1924. Before that, June Night. Give me a June Night, the Moonlight, and You. Written by Cliff Friend and Abel Bayer. Ted Lewis and his band once again on the slightly improved Columbia process. That is a Columbia Flying Flags record. Yes, that's from May of 1924. Yes, Columbia was improving slightly, but it still sounds a little bit like the other Columbia Grappa Nova record. Hey, Behavior Night on WBCQ, the planet. We've got all kinds of interesting things here. We've got some mail. Yes, people have been emailing us at Behavior Night, all one word, BEHAVIORNIGHT, at yahoo.com. Yes, we have mail here from Petey. Petey is in Frenchtown, New Jersey, and he writes, are you going to play any Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra? Well, of course we're going to play some Fletcher Henderson. In fact, in another 2 weeks or so, it's Fletcher Henderson's birthday, and we're going to celebrate Fletcher Henderson. Mm-hmm. The granddaddy of swing and the fellow that brought Louis Armstrong and Coleman Hawkins and many of these other great jazzmen to prominence. Yes, we will do some Fletcher Henderson. If you'd like to write to us, please do. And we'd also like to invite you to sponsor Behavior Night. Yes. Write us and we'll tell you how. Yes. More than happy to have people, well, pay for the show. Doggone it. It's not free. Let me tell you that much. Well, how about a nice, optimistic record on Behavior Night? Thank you.
Size of a harmony record, yes. Harmony number 214 each, to be exact. Or if you happen to buy that at W.T. Grant, you would have bought a Diva, or a Diva record. That would have been 1214-G. Or if you bought a Velvetone, that would have been a 1214-V. Yes, the harmony records were released on three or four different variants of their labels. Slightly different colors, but if you look at the run-out, it's all the same matrix, yes. He's old in the orchestra. Baby face, off as he was doing the vocals, and then the flip side, looking at the world through rose-colored glasses without a vocal, but a wonderful bass jack and baritone sax duo. Almost sounds like Adrian Molini, but they don't think it's Adrian Molini. No, but it's very, very reminiscent of the Broadway bellhops or the Little Ramblers or Red Nickels and his Five Pennies or any of those other groups, that's for sure. That was recorded on July 10th of 1926. At the Columbia Studios in New York City, yes. You know, another prolific recorder besides Blue Gold on many of these dinosaur labels was Bell Selden and his orchestra. And here's one of their variants for harmony. Also on Harmony Records and with the addition of Bell Selden himself doing the vocals.
Thank you.
Gershwin on an acoustic gold, The Behaviorite. That's Clap Your Hands from the brand new musical OK. At least it was brand new at the time the record was made. That's in November of 1926. Lou Gold, once again, as your Irvin Kaufman, standing in front of the horn and belting it out like he always does. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Yes, before that, Ben Sheldon's cooing with his own harmonium, There Ain't No Maybe in My Baby Doll. He played the picture version of that by Jan Garber and his orchestra. That's the harmony version, a real peppy, snappy number. Yes, indeed. Now an interesting instrumental by the Manhattan Dance Makers.
Thank you.
and she loves me. Why, I can laugh at her. I'm happy as can be. My old Mary, oh, as long as she loves me. Just like Rooster, I keep growing. She started something and she's got me going. Bring on all your fun folks, bring in the COD. My old Mary, oh, as long as she loves me.
The Broadway bellhop, the one and only Broadway bellhop, Sam Lennon leading the group, but it sounds very much like a almost a complete little rambler's confusion. Bobby Davis on alto sax, probably Red Nichols on trumpet. Who knows, maybe Kate Lincoln is in there as well. Quite an Adrian Rollini is probably there. Sterling Carson crooning, High Ho the Mario. Yes. May of 1926 on Harmony Records. Before that, Manhattan's Dancemakers, he played them a few times. That's in January of 1926. It's called Shooting Butterfly. Oh. And at last, we come to the end of another. Hey, guys. The second of our acoustic gold program. We've got lots more acoustic, and we'll probably do another acoustic gold. Maybe do a few improvements to our acoustic recording process to sound a little bit better on WBCC. I want to thank you for listening and hope you've enjoyed the program. You can always find us at AsiaMike@yahoo.com. Perhaps you can send us a few so we can stay on the air. Or maybe you've got a business that involves 78 in the country. Like us to plug it. Yeah. We'll be more than happy to. Yeah. Be sure you stay tuned for the Pad Some Genesis Project that's next on WBCQ. And also stay tuned tomorrow night at Mind from Mary of Epic. Yes, we play all kinds of interesting stuff to keep you going otherwise. I think it will be here. The Haverite Studios. Hoping you all enjoy things until next week. And remember to behave, because tonight will be in. Yeah.
Yep. You're tuned.